1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Mind Walk.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Probably have to put some new government in place. It's not clear what kind of government that would be, how long you'd have to stay for the U.S. to get involved militarily, determining the outcome. The struggle over who's going to govern in Iraq strikes me as a classic definition of a quagmire. Classic definition of a quagmire.
Now, I've been following Harry Belafonte over the last couple of months, and I want to applaud him for his outspoken positions. Harry Belafonte is 80 years old, and he has just very recently issued numerous challenges to George Bush. Many of you probably know him primarily as an artist, am I right? As a musician and an actor. But over the years, he has taken strong anti-racist, anti-war stands. And you may know that Belafonte supported Dr. King's family, enabling Martin Luther King to do a lot of the work that he did. Harry Belafonte said one small contribution to the movement. And he was scheduled to speak at Coretta Scott King's funeral, yes. But when George Bush decided that he wanted to speak, Harry Belafonte was disinvited. Belafonte urged people to remember the terror of slavery and the many forms of torture meted out as punishment to slaves. He urged people to remember the post-slavery lynchings, the denial of citizenship rights, then and now. He urged people to think about the prison system as a dumping ground for people not considered valuable to civil society and the forms of daily tortures that prisoners undergo. And of course, violence against women, from the stages of war to our spaces of intimacy, is also a form of terror. But how could we so easily forget this entire history of state terror in order to assent to a definition imposed by George Bush and his handlers? If terrorism is described as the use of violence against civilians, how many examples of terror can you find in the United States? Who bears the responsibility for Native American genocide? Who bears the responsibility for the assault on immigrants, immigrants from Central America, immigrants from Asia? Who bears the responsibility for violence against women and all of its incarnations? Who has decided that certain forms of torture are legitimate, as long as they are not explicitly defined as torture? I think I agree with Harry Belafonte that if George Bush is not the greatest terrorist, then certainly he represents a government that has the dubious reputation of possessing the monopoly of weapons of mass destruction. But it seems to me that if we assent to the definition of terror promulgated by the Bush administration, we are complicit in the justification of terror. But how can we justify torture at Abu Ghraib, the sexual coercion, the sensory deprivation, and all of the various forms of psychological torture? How long has it taken for the charges of torture at Guantanamo to be taken seriously? How long has it taken for us to become aware of the fact that the phrase enemy combatant should not serve serve as an excuse for the most draconian denials of human rights. And now, of course, we have learned about Bagram in Afghanistan, where prisoners have been held in darkness 24 hours a day, where there are no sanitary visits, where no one outside of the Red Cross is allowed to visit, and there are certain sections of the prison that even the Red Cross has never visited. I wonder why we are not up in arms. Why are we not up in arms about the role that the United States government plays as chief prison guard of the world? And then, of course, many people say that it is in those prisons that we don't know about that the worst violations are taking place. Now, Belafonte also described another form of terror. The terror that is produced by the neglect of poor people, black people during Hurricane Katrina. And of course, the images of black people in the aftermath of Katrina revealed to the world, revealed to people throughout the world that poverty and racism were very much alive in the United States of America. And I think we should reflect very seriously on the implications of the assumption that those photographs did not look like the United States, that they looked like Africa. As if it's okay for that to happen in Africa, that is the natural site for such poverty, but not in the U.S. Their city is still a mass of destruction. And we're supposed to feel better that Mardi Gras didn't happen yesterday, right? Even though, of course, many of the themes were themes of destruction, and construction. And who's in New Orleans now to deal with that construction? Halliburton! Disaster capitalism! As a matter of fact, shortly after the conflagration there, I was joking with a friend of mine, and I said, next thing we know, Halliburton's going to be in New Orleans. And of course, there they are with all of the other vultures that are seeking to profit from poor people's misery, absolutely. And I just want us to think about the fact that as we are gathered here this evening, the people of New Orleans, no matter where they may be, they still cry. They still mourn their losses. You know that New Orleans was a majority black city, and now it is a majority white city. We not only forget people and events, we have a tendency to rapidly repress the emotional responses they elicit and to retreat back into our individual shells. We are afraid to carry with us the emotional resonances of such experiences as Katrina in New Orleans, of the people who are suffering in Iraq, the prisoners who are tortured in Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, the execution of Stanley Tookie Williams, the daily tortures of more than 2 million people who are in prison. We easily forget. We unconsciously inhabit our histories. Everything I've tried to say this evening, we need to think deeply about the way we have been encouraged to imagine ourselves as single, solitary, competitive individuals. This is how capitalism's ideology of acquisitive individualism has shaped the way we think about ourselves. And I'm not suggesting that we give up our individuality. There's a difference between individualism and individuality. Why do we feel so disempowered today? Why, why didn't we rise up in response to the Iraq war? I mean, we have that demonstration with millions of people one day on February 15th. But what else have we done? Why did we not rise up when we saw how the government was treating black people in New Orleans as superfluous, as deserving to die of thirst and hunger and sunstroke? One of the answers to this question, it seems to me, is that we have forgotten what community feels like. And when I say forgotten, I mean in a more encompassing collective sense. We have forgotten what it means to create an agenda for our individual lives that is always attentive to our relations with others. It is very scary to be alone. And the social responsibility to figure out how to replace that loneliness with community, with promises of a better life, not for myself at the expense of everyone and everything else, but for my people. My people, whoever, wherever they may be, whatever nationality, race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, how can we make their dreams our own? How can we make their suffering our own? How can we make their struggles for peace, justice, and equality our own?
My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Watch the blood drip down and embrace your own product as a baby cries out because he lost his own father. And in the midst of the hate, you bought your new product and the bombs rained down.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Watch the blood drip down and embrace your own product as a baby cries out because he lost his own father. And in the midst of all hate, you bought your new product and the bombs rained down. Because we can use your song and your music, your wallet, we want it. Now we'll never let you go. Oh, it only takes one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow. This opposition comes once in a lifetime.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Okay, right on. It's working.
It's working.
We got it working, so we're going to start it over and play it. Here's Angela Davis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then press play.
Okay.
This should work. Okay.
It has to go all the way down. It is all the way down.
Is it the cell phone? Is it the phone, maybe? Oh, okay. Maybe it was because the microphone was on the... So, what's going on?
Today, we are together. We are unified and on one accord. When we are together, we got power. That is why we gather today.
We spit flows on bowls. Listen to the message that you never know. Got a plan for the man in his federal. The rhyme animal, back to play the part again. Clear the madness and put the message in deep. The enemy is back to rip the mic. We come together, so don't believe the hype. Check my tone, there's a war here at home. We united and strong, you never move
we
alone.
Justice, equality, and freedom now. Put fam first, man, woman, and child. Never mild, keep it hostile till we raise where we say what we mean and we mean what we say. It's been a long time coming that we mob as one.
Gorilla funk,
hard truth, that's what's up. No peace on the street till the justice come. From the battle to the bullet, if it's on, it's on.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. See, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Believe, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me.
That's real talk. You're my target, I got proof. My building got an X on it. Bloomberg threw the hex on it. It's like a pistol with effects on it. On a th- with arrest warrants. Hitting pigs in they chest quadrant where they vest wasn't. Now he dead, cousin. All you snitches hit the red buttons. We some Uncle Tom killers. Mini Ninny Godzillas. Political cat pillars for this freedom for real. Yo, when police stop the whip, you gotta eat them trees. I ain't got no G to get in them cracks and court fees. You know my steed. Security first. Prepare for the worst. Never caught slipping if you stay on alert. Malcolm X said send them to the cemetery if they touch. A revolutionary virtue, a dull blade will hurt you. I'm up early working my machete in war. It ain't no warning, you just got to be ready.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. You see, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me.
Yeah, it's bigger than rap. You really think you gon' be left alone? I'm saying that you believe and ain't gon' have to get your scrap on.
Then yap on,
and we'll see if that's the right route. While I get my clap on and turn this lights out. I tried to be nice, now we gon' have to bleed them. I'm willing to do a killing for the price of freedom. Coming from the left, the hood is how we kept it. So prison or death is just something I done accepted. So we a murderer snake, and we a killer skunk. This ain't the word of a fake, it's gorilla funk. So right now is the time and your turf the location. Y'all about to see the rebirth of a nation. Even if some got de-rebelized, the revolution still will not be televised. U.S. government telling hella lies, and it's evident when you look in this president devil eyes.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Yeah, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Nah, homie, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. That's real talk on the one.
Bringing you back with your missing hip hop. Hard truth.
So Soldier Radio. A GorillaFunk.com worldwide station.
Well, new evidence has emerged that President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair agreed in January of 2003 to attack Iraq, regardless of whether diplomatic efforts succeeded. The revelation comes in a newly updated version of the book Lawless World by British international law professor Philippe Sands. According to the book, Blair offered Bush his full support of the war during a meeting at the White House in January 2003. Sands says his account is based on a summary of the meeting prepared by one of the participants. According to the book, Bush is recorded as saying that, quote, the start date for the military campaign was now penciled in for March 10th. That was when the bombing would begin. The military timetable meant that an early resolution was needed. Bush also reportedly said the, quote, diplomatic strategy had to be arranged around the military planning. In addition, the book reveals President Bush told Blair that the United States was considering flying U-2 spy planes disguised as United Nations planes over Iraq in an attempt to provoke Saddam Hussein. If Iraq fired on the planes, it would help justify a U.S.-led invasion.
We lost all respect for any principle, for any rule of law. It's time that we recognize that the Constitution of the United States, at length, and more than with any other single issue it addressed, dealt with the problem of the imperial presidency. Possibility of that, or crimes by officers of the United States. And so they tried to provide the means by which we, the people, to protect ourselves from an imperial presidency. And there are six separate provisions in the Constitution for impeachment. The key and first one says that the president, the vice president, and other officers of the United States shall be removed from office upon impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors. It says shall. And for people who believe in the law, could it be less? We really think the rest of the world believes that our assault on Iraq complied with international law? Then where are the scholars that say so? Because they don't say so. They all say the same thing. It's the first crime against peace, because it is the first crime against peace. And here we're doing it, and not only doing it, we're threatening others right now. Because if you tolerate that sort of thing, you lose your self-respect, and you lose your freedom. It's imperative that we face our duty to process impeachment. Do we stop it because it seems the war is over? Absolutely not. Do you stop after the crime? Too bad you couldn't prevent it, but you couldn't prevent it. You failed to prevent it. But if you don't do something now, how are you going to prevent it next time? Impossible. But the press ought to pay attention. There's been no mention of it. And here we have this incredible use of violence that threatens the future of the United Nations, that violates the Charter of the United Nations, that threatens a continuum, that's created chaos. See our angry fist shaking in the face of other people that we used to proclaim have sovereign rights, individual freedom. I urge everyone who cares about the integrity of our Constitution to take back the Constitution by insisting that the House of Representatives, which has the sole power of impeachment, process impeachment proceedings now. Congress will do what the people of the United States demand it do. If they show no interest now, it's because the media has shown no interest, the people are uninformed, and they're unaware of the dimension of what's happened and what it portends for the future. But I'll tell you that I believe that there are millions and millions of Americans who would insist their member of the House of Representatives vote to impeach. 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 Vote to impeach.
The notion that we ought to now go to Baghdad and somehow take control of the country strikes me as an extremely serious one in terms of what we'd have to do once we got there. You'd probably have to put some new government in place. It's not clear what kind of government that would be, how long you'd have to stay. For the U.S. to get involved militarily in determining the outcome of the struggle over who's going to govern in Iraq strikes me as a classic definition of a quagmire. Classic definition of a quagmire. Classic definition of a quagmire. Classic definition of a quagmire.
Liberals, conservatives, black, white, old, young, they know it's tyranny. They know George Bush wants to be a dictator, and people are waking up everywhere. Be part of history, educate yourselves on the facts, research the truth, and then get out there and speak out to everyone in your community. If we don't do this, we're delivering our children and our culture and our society into the pit of a new world order global system of complete tyranny. And if America falls, the rest of the world will be swallowed by this neo-fascism that will make Brave New World and 1984 look like a cakewalk. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for standing up against tyranny. Infowars.com.
Truth told. Let the truth be told, there's a crime committed from the president down through the lines of Senate. And I sit and watch how y'all out of the trimming. Nice robber, truth told, it's not blind and gimmick. So I've been sitting here to blow the trumpet of the truth and shine light on what's perceived as nothing to you. There's a war for your soul and control of your mind, control of the world. And I'm here to open your eyes.
It's the
Illuminati real?
The answer is yes.
Is AIDS man-made?
I think you can guess.
Yep. What about 9/11 and the terrorist attack?
It was real, but far from a terrorist act. Unless you wanna label the U.S. president as the real terrorist.
Come on.
Listen to this.
Fuck the media.
And start facing the facts. Yeah. And fabricating the facts. Calling it hatred attack. And with no 9/11, there would be no patriot act. No. Tasting the rat, nor the base for the cast. Wake up, America.
Are you getting it? Yeah.
They say the truth hurts, so what I spit in is that.
Truth told is here, the bringing the facts. And what I speak is true, so I ain't taking it back. Cause this is how a true patriot acts. Even if it violates your patriot act.
Yeah.
Truth told is here, the bringing the facts. And what I speak is true, so I ain't taking it back. Cause this is how a true patriot acts. Even if it violates your patriot act.
You say you don't believe the news affect your mind. And I can't believe y'all accept those lies. And you just don't believe 9/11 was planned. And I can't believe you think Bin Laden's the man. You still don't believe the Illuminati is real. And those Masonic symbols on the dollar bill. And you still don't believe that the government lies. And you still don't believe in government ties. Or the New World Order, nor the Knights of Templar, nor how the United States supported Hitler. And if you don't believe all this is going on, how the fuck do you think that they rule so long? But fuck that, it ain't even secret no more. Look at George W. Bush, see the Al Gore. Look how they blame the summer and gave no proof. And with the war, despite all of the protests from you,
that's Saddam Hussein.
That was a part of the plan. Take him down and suck the oil right out of the land. But did you know they had Saddam before the broadcast? Seen the sword over his left eyelash. You gotta realize that it's more to this game than the rules they program inside of your brain. They want one world government, one world currency, one world agenda, one world military. Kill the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and hinder or shut down your ability to fight. You gotta stand up to speak out. If you understand the plan, then seek out the truth that will set you free and bring light in darkness. Why truth told, uplift your conscience. Ignorance is nonsense, blood's death. So wake up and educate yourself. Truth told is here to bring you the facts. And what I speak is true, so I ain't taking it back. Cause this is how a true patriot acts. Even if it violates your patriot act. Truth told is here to bring you the facts. And what I speak is true, so I ain't taking it back. Cause this is how a true patriot acts. Even if it violates your patriot act. George W. bitch.
Song comes like this one. If somebody tells you in dream time that you better do something, you better do it.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.